Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 20, The Morning Routine. So a lot of people have asked me how to develop mental discipline and consistency, and even worthiness ties into this. But there's one thing above and beyond everything else, one tactic, tool, trait, or habit, however you want to say it. By the way, a highly recommended book, and as much as for you, the spiritual entrepreneurs listening to this, is Tools of the Titans by Tim Ferriss. Excellent for, you know, just tools, tactics, tips, behavioral patterns, etc. Things that are very helpful. It's a great book. And Tim Ferriss is neurotically detail-oriented, so you get lots of good content from that. And this isn't something I got from that. It just reminds me of that. Now, the morning routine is something I've had for a long time. You know, long before he published that book. Anyway, it's part of how I get things done. So the morning routine, when you put a morning routine in place and you hold it and you keep it, you keep doing it, not only does it create a more solid foundation to your day, but it also develops an inner sense of worthiness. The more things you do for yourself in this way, habits and tactics that you integrate into your daily routine, the more you're telling a part of yourself that you're worthy and deserving of anything, of everything. It just elevates your overall generalized worthiness and deserving level, as well as it tells you I'm worthy and deserving of bigger and better things. I'm worthy and deserving of the goals, right? So that's what consistency, some sort of consistent, you know, behaviors and tactics will do for you over time, is it develops a sense of deserving and worthiness. So it's a great way to do that. But it's also, more importantly, it's a great way to develop mental discipline. So the morning routine, it's very simple. It's not rocket science. The hard part is just doing it every day. But you wake up first thing in the morning, you have a set time that you wake up, you go into meditation for 20 minutes. I always recommend the Soham Mantra meditation for those people who don't have any kind of technique, because if you try to just sit down and meditate and close your eyes, probably nothing's going to happen, except you're going to get frustrated because most people actually that start meditation don't realize you need a technique, or it's just going to, nothing will happen for you, right? So meditate for 20 minutes. Then right after you come out of meditation, say five gratitudes. You know, think of five things that you're grateful for and say it out loud, right? And I like to slip in as number five is something that hasn't happened yet that I want to happen, as if it's happened, right? And you can start to sort of integrate, you know, a little manifestation technique in there too. The last one or two things on your list can be things that haven't happened yet that you want to happen. When you say great, you say gratitude as if they have happened and you feel that gratitude, right? It's powerful, powerful. So you do your 20 minutes meditation, you say your five gratitudes, the last one or two can be things that haven't happened yet. The first three definitely need to be things that you've already, that you have. It could be your bed or the sun coming through the curtains, or just, you know, an experience you had with your partner the day before. It doesn't matter. Anything. Just being alive, you know, your physical body, whatever, right? So you start off there, your 20 minutes meditation, your five gratitudes. Then, you know, some form of physical exercise, just honor the body, right? I mean, you should be exercising 2 or 3 days a week anyway, but on top of that, you've got something to activate the body. Could be, you know, for me, I'll do 20 pushups, or I'll do 30 crunches, 20 pushups. I'll do two sets of that. And then, you know, so I'll do 30 crunches, 20 pushups, then back again, 30 crunches, 20 pushups, right? I used to do more, but I mean, I'm in the gym 2-3 days a week, and I'm in the mountains hiking, you know, 5 days a week. So I get plenty of exercise. But I do that every single morning, right? And then after that, then I take my supplements. I have a whole regimen of supplements, right, that I take. And then I might even add in another 15 or 20 minutes of breath work after that. But I make sure that I'm in this state. I don't like to start my day until I've elevated my vibrational state and I'm feeling that sense of gratitude and excitement about the day, right? And your morning routine could be a variation of this, but this is, you know, just use this as a foundation, as a template, and then add and subtract what you need here and there, right? The other thing I do is at the end of all that, I make sure that my bed is made and my room is straightened up and is crisp and sharp, right? And, you know, what does that do? That, again, it develops that sense of deserving and worthiness. The more that you tidy up after yourself and you keep a nice, clean work environment and a nice, clean room, the more that you're telling yourself, I'm worthy of this, I'm deserving of this. You know, it's true. Some people don't need that to feel worthiness and deserving. Some people some people are somehow find productivity in chaos. They can have crap everywhere. It's not me. And I definitely don't recommend it for the majority of the coaching clients I've had over the years. If anything, I make everybody just, you know, have a tidy work environment and make their bed in the morning. Anyway, so the last part of that then routine would be to make your bed and make sure everything's put away and stowed away and tidied up and, you know, you're good to go, right? So it's very simple. It's not a complicated thing. Do this every single morning, and I guarantee you that your life will get better somehow, some way. Things will begin to improve in your life. It's like magic. The morning routine, powerful. Additionally, it will help you to develop mental discipline, and that mental discipline will carry over into other areas. But I'll tell you what, don't be surprised if you do this for a couple weeks, you do good, you start feeling more productive, more badass, awesome things happen in your life, and then you start to get busy and you kind of mentally lazy, you know, you kind of fall back into mental laziness and you stop doing the morning routine, and then slowly but surely the cool things stop happening. It's sort of like when I get people to start meditating every day for 20 minutes and they do that, and after a couple of weeks, like all kinds of doors open and new things come into life and opportunities, and then they get busy with all these opportunities and then they quit meditating because they're too busy, and then all the doors close. Don't ditch the dance partner that gets you to the dance. Don't do that. Stick with them. They got you there. They deserve your attention. So don't go off and look for somebody better looking. You know, stick with the dance partner that got you there, right? The dance partner that got you there in this case is your morning routine. Honor it. Stick with it. Anyway, you need help with that, you know what to do. Email me. Go to ChristopherPinkley.com, my website. And, send me an email through the form there, work with Chris, and we'll set up a consultation for some coaching. Other than that, you can head over to Vibrational Acceleration on my TikTok. And, that's it for now. Take good care, and we'll talk to you soon.